The first influence was my father was a catechist. But a definitive time when I was really touched was when I first met major seminarians who had 2 weeks holiday in my home parish. They saw me serving Mass and they asked me, "Medardo, would you like to become a priest?" At that time, I was attracted by the work of my father, who was catechizing and at the same time teaching literacy. I said, "No, I never thought of becoming a priest, but I want to be a teacher." And they said, "Well, these things are not opposing each other. You can be both a teacher and a priest." And then that very year, 1943, a bishop was visiting. I just said, "I would like to go to the seminary."
Okay, fast forwarding to the present, did you ever think that one day you'd become a cardinal?
Well, no, not at all. I never could ever imagine that I would one day become a cardinal. I was a priest. I was teaching in the preparatory seminary in a state high school. I was teaching all the time because my bishop gave me the opportunity to train as a teacher. And that's what I enjoyed. And afterwards, as a director of vocations, I never thought I would ever be a bishop or an archbishop or a cardinal. That was something that was beyond my thoughts.
What are the main pastoral challenges facing the church in Africa and also particularly in your home country of Zambia?
First of all, on the continent of Africa, I would say that the church in Africa is experiencing the fastest numerical growth ever experienced in the church at this moment. That is true, and it's a blessing, and that is also true of my own home country. But there are challenges that this fast numerical growth is not matched with maturity. Lots of influences are affecting our faith, in particular the Pentecostals. They are bringing in a spirit that attracts the young people who are not yet sufficiently rooted in their faith. I would say our great challenge now is we want to have programs of ongoing formation in our faith because we want to reach a certain level of maturity. A good number of people are baptized today and tomorrow. They are in another way of life, which is very often contradictory to what they believed in when they were baptized. And I feel also that the promotion of vocations in our country is very, very important because the growth numerically is a big challenge and we cannot cope with the number of people ministering to these people. But at the same time, to make it as much as possible that everybody is a participant in the building of the church so that in that way all of us feel jointly in that communion of believers responsible for the growth of the church.